I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
It's a brand new week of Drive Time Sports, and we're going to kick it off locally by talking about an event that is right around the corner, the Lunatic Triathlon. I think this is a really neat event. We have two now every year here in the Castle Country. We already had the one in Price. Now we're gearing up for the Helper Lunatic Triathlon. And joining us right now in the studio to talk a bit about that, we have Scott Merrill, who is the director of the Lunatic Triathlon. And Scott, as always, it is a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jordan.
I always look forward to it, and it's a fun time. I mean, it's warm outside,
yeah.
And I know it's a busy time for you, be it at the recreational department, or if you're planning the Lunatic Triathlon. Now we're getting set for the second and final one this year, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, the second race of the year, and also the second time that we've actually held the race in Helper. So we're looking forward to Helper and the views in the street, and we love how well lit it is at night and the fun atmosphere of Helper. So I'm looking to expose a few more people from out of the area to Helper with this as well.
I want to start by doing a compare and contrast between the Price and the Helper Triathlon, because I remember talking to you last year and there is a little bit of a difference between the two.
All right, so we do have to have a shorter course in Helper, where in Price we can have, well, we both of them have a full 5K run. But then the bike portion of the Price Triathlon is 12 miles. In Helper, it's only 9 and just goes out through Spring Glen and does the Mel route out there and comes back in. And then the Helper pool being a little bit smaller than the wave pool, it's only a 200-yard swim there instead of 300 yards like in Price. So really, if a person is a beginner, never done a triathlon before, this is a great one because it's shorter distances. And so then mentally, you can kind of get in a little better and I guess you don't have to be in quite as good of a shape to do the smaller distances.
Now going back and looking at the history of the Lunatic Triathlon, people know it. People are familiar with the name. I mean, you guys have been doing this in Price for over a decade now, correct?
Right. So this was our 10th time in Price. So, yep, right at the decade now.
Right at the decade mark. And so if you go back and you look at the things that happened last year in Helper, some of the things that helped you work out some of the kinks, what are some of the aspects that you guys are looking to improve on this year, knowing that now it's year number two in Helper?
Well, one thing that's far beyond our control is what the river is going to do.
Sure.
Last year, with that nice fall rains that we had, the river was just too quick and too muddy to do the kayak portion for the extreme event. And so we actually, moved the triathlon up a couple of weeks this year, hoping to avoid fall rains. And then we had flash flood warnings last week. And so now the river is kind of muddy again. And so we'll see if we can do the kayak portion this year or not. So that was one thing we looked at that we tried to learn from. It being a large part of the run being on the Helper walkway, we looked for areas where there might be some overgrown roots or some shrubs that could be cut back from the road and tried to do a little bit of cleanup there. Also letting people know they just need to slow down in some areas. Past that, at the park, Helper does a great job keeping the park clean and the pool clean. There wasn't anything else we could have asked for anything better there. About the only other thing is just letting people know far enough in advance it's going on that people aren't coming to the pool that night for Helper's normal hours, and just know that there's an event going on. But really, Helper is great to work with, and anything we wanted they gave us and helped us out, and so we have no complaints.
Let's strip it down to the very basics here. For someone who is totally unfamiliar with any of the Lunatic Triathlons that have taken place in the past, totally unfamiliar about what to expect August 9th in Helper, when you break it down and you take a look at what you guys offer to even the casual triathlon, or maybe someone that's been on the fence, break it down for me. What can they expect in this?
Well, for starters, most people that are going to do a triathlon and run and bike and swim, people already think they're crazy.
Yeah.
So that factored into the name, as well as the fact that we do it at night with a full moon. So this year, we won't have a completely full moon because that'll be during the Helper Arts Festival the following weekend. So we'll have a pretty decent-sized moon, and then we hold it under it. So you get a lot of light from the moon to help you out that night. But it starts with a 5K run, then it has the 9-mile bike ride, and then it'll have a 200-yard swim. Because we were already calling ourselves a crazy name, we could get away with doing it in reverse order, since most triathlons start with the swim first. We do have a kids triathlon that starts at 8 p.m. So kids can come and they swim really from the deep end to the shallow end of the pool, just 25 yards. Then they bike around the park area for half a mile and they run around the bike area for half a mile and the kids are done. And that's a free event, thanks in part this year to Amber at C&E Custom Tees. She put forth money so that kids in the community can do that absolutely free. Then at 9 o'clock p.m. we start the adult events. And so if people only wanted to do a 5K, they can just run a 5K. If people wanted to run a 5K and then do the bike, we call that a duathlon. They can participate in that and then not having to worry about swim. Or there's the people that do the full triathlon. Or if people are more comfortable mountain biking or riding a kayak than swimming or a street bike, we have the Lunaticus Maximus. And that's our extreme course. So they'll start off and they'll run for a mile. They'll get in their kayak, go down the river for a mile, get out, finish with another mile run. Then they've got a 5 to 6 mile off-road bike ride on their mountain bike. So those will be the different events people can choose from.
We'll start with the kids' ages. What's the cutoff, or I guess the guidelines there?
So we've set, we have age divisions for 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds, both boys and girls. But if there's someone that's younger than six, and their parents still feel that they're comfortable with them riding and biking and swimming and that, even a 5-year-old could do it. We've had a couple of 12-year-olds that just haven't felt like they were ready for a full triathlon yet that have still competed with the kids. So we still allow everyone to participate, but then there's just the prizes given in those divisions. So really, it's just if a parent is comfortable with their child doing it, then age is almost no issue.
Again, we're being joined right now by Scott Merrill, of course, works for the Carbon Recreational Department, but we are talking about the Lunatic Triathlon, which is coming to Helper. And again, Scott, you're kind of the coordinator here. I know you're so passionate about this particular event.
Yeah, I sold this idea to Carbon Rec 10 years ago because I wanted a triathlon I could do that I didn't have to travel out of town for and, you know, pay for a hotel stay and high registration costs. A lot of triathlons out there are $100 or more. And so they helped me put that all together the first year, for a few more after that. And then it just came something to where it was my own little project and hobby, and now just do that full time and don't really get to participate in as much anymore. I'm really glad that it's still alive and that people in the community and outside the community are still supporting it.
And when you talk about not being able to participate as much, but being a little bit more associated and hands-on, I guess, right,
with
the triathlons, you have seriously found a way to make it something for everyone. I mean, doing the different types of events, of course, bringing in the kids' event, you guys have tried to find a way to where it can relate to everyone, not just the hardcore triathlon enthusiasts.
Right, absolutely. There's something for everyone, and a lot of the people that do just the 5K walk it as well. It's nice to be out there at night when it's a little bit cooler. People are dressed, decked out in glow sticks and having a good time, and it's just a real fun atmosphere. So even people that aren't serious athletes can get something out of it.
Talk to me about the registration process and when you need to make sure you're registered and all of the intangibles that go with participating in the event.
So really, I'll let anyone participate. I did have a deadline of last week for being able to order the shorts and the medals, and then I had to kind of guess at extra sizes. So there is a chance that if someone signed up today with an odd size, that they may not get a size of clothing in their particular size, but I will still have medals for them. But the registration is still open on active.com. People can go and register, clear up until Wednesday night before the triathlon. Then I close it online, so I have a little time to work on the timing logs. At that point, people could still come to the Helper Park that day and register that day and then participate a couple hours later, and we'd still get them taken care of. Just if a lot of people do that, I'll run a little bit short on supplies and have to do orders later.
Well, again, give me the details. August 9th.
August 9th, 8 p.m. for the kids' triathlon, 9 o'clock for the adults. It's all right there at the Helper Park and the pool. And then the bike goes out through Spring Glen and the run goes along the Helper walkway there by the river. And just even if someone doesn't want to participate, they could come out and watch and just, you know, enjoy a fun night.
Scott, I always appreciate you taking out the time to join us in the studio. I always look forward to talking about the Lunatic Triathlon, be it Price or Helper. Thank you once again. Thank you for all the time and effort that you put into it. I know it's a great event, and a lot of work goes into it.
Oh, thank you.
Again, that's Scott Merrill taking out the time to join us talking Lunatic Triathlon. You can find out more information at CastleCountryRadio.com. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll talk Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky, former Major League pitcher, will join us 2 days ahead of the trading deadline. And also, it was the first official day of practice for football between Carbon and Emory. I had the opportunity earlier today to catch up with Riker Larson of the Carbon football team. We'll play that interview for you as well. It's all straight ahead on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports.